Pennsylvania Ballet is celebrating its 50th anniversary year. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the season starts with a full evening ballet by a master choreographer with whom the company has had a long-standing personal and artistic connection.
George Balanchine grew up in Russia, joined the Ballet Russe in Paris, and moved to the U.S., where he co-founded New York City Ballet and played an important role in the founding of Pennsylvania Ballet, says artistic director Roy Kaiser.
He was very helpful to Barbara Weisberger, our founder, in the early years of the company and giving Pennsylvania Ballet his ballets to dance. I mean, it didn't get any better than that.
Kaiser says the full evening abstract ballet Jewels captures much of the essence of Balanchine. Diamonds and the music of Tchaikovsky conjure Imperial Russia. A section called Emeralds, set to the music of Fauré, reflects French elegance. And Balanchine's experience in America? Think Rubies, danced to Stravinsky.
It's much edgier, and it's still using classical ballet technique, but it's not necessarily on balance, right? It's very, very fast moving, and you'll see a lot more use of the hips and a more jazzy type movement.
Today, Pennsylvania Ballet continues to honor tradition and celebrate innovation.
If you forget tradition, I think you stand a really good chance of just kind of being lost and floundering. But if you stop really trying to make new discoveries, then the art form will die as well.
The season also includes works by Jerome Robbins, William Forsythe, and two world premieres.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.